Hey everybody, welcome to Matt Men, your source for all things professional wrestling. I'm Andrew Zarin. Of course, I'm joined by the one, the only, my motor mouth, Rich Stambo.
Yeah.
You are a motorhead.
I am a motorhead.
You are a motorhead. What's going on?
Nothing, man. How you doing? I was just addressing that. Can we start calling our fans Morlocks and Warlocks?
Morlocks and Warlocks, yeah. The ones that are funding us are Warlocks. The ones that are not are Morlocks.
Yeah.
And Mole Men.
And Mole Men. Is this your rant?
No, I do have a rant to go on. I'll save it for later on. But guys, this is Matt Men. We discuss professional wrestling. We like to have fun with professional wrestling. Mm-hmm. This is generally a positive show until people annoy me on Twitter, and then I'll go on a rant, which I will probably today.
Or until
Deacon drives me nuts. If you watched that watch along on Sunday,
oh boy,
you saw a man that was holding himself back so much from choking another grown man.
I thought you were going to say you saw a man turn into a mole man.
It's like, happened. I've seen that happen many times. We talk about professional wrestling. We like to have fun with professional wrestling. We love our audience. By the way, guys, we're going to be doing our mailbag at the end of the show. So submit your question. Wait to submit your questions and submit it our way on Twitter or in our chat. And at the end of the show, we're going to do our best to answer some of these questions. Mm-hmm. I want to welcome our great sponsor to the show, and of course, that's Blue Chew, Rich's favorite sponsor, Rich's favorite company here on the show. Rich loves Blue Chew.
I do.
You had a great experience with Blue Chew.
Fantastic.
And so can you. Listen, everybody could use a little help sometimes. There are moments that you just need that little pep in your step, and Blue Chew's there to help you with that. They are a chewable form of your two favorite FDA-approved male enhancement medications out there, which are Viagra and Cialis. This is a chewable version, so it works quicker for when you need it. And you can take it on a full stomach, empty stomach, it doesn't matter. You could take this. And they have a great offer for our audience. Go to BlueChew.com. You get your first shipment absolutely for free. When you use our special code MATMEN, you just pay $5 for the shipping. Guys, listen, that's all you got to do. Go to BlueChew.com. You just pay for the shipping, $5, and you get your first order for free. Absolutely love these guys.
Oh, they're fantastic.
I want to thank Blue Chew for supporting the show.
If you take one while you have your morning chutzpah, it opens a hole in the universe.
Into the universe. That's what I heard happen. Eric Bischoff said the same exact thing. A lot of stuff happening this week. Obviously, it was a pay-per-view on Sunday. It was Fastlane. We did a whole thing on that. I don't want to get into it. Monday Night Raw was decent. A lot of interesting stuff happening on Raw. SmackDown was the most bizarre sight ever. Was Vince McMahon and Daniel Bryan standing on the ramp? I couldn't. Just what a. And I posted that picture and I said, "There's so much wrong with this, right?"
Okay.
He has that weird
hemp belt. Yeah.
Vince is weird in his like skinny suit.
He looks sad.
He's just like, he's an old man, whatever. But the whole site together was really bizarre.
Yeah,
I'm like,
yeah,
man, what a weird universe we're in 2019. If I took the bet that Daniel Bryan will be WWE champion in 2019, 3 years ago, and he'll have a hemp belt, he'll be a heel,
right,
and he'll be facing Kofi Kingston possibly at WrestleMania,
right,
I think you would have told me that I'm a sick person.
Okay.
Deranged.
Mm-hmm.
What do you make of that?
I don't know, man. I honestly, like, I love the trajectory of Daniel Bryan and Kofi, where when it started, and I felt like I was one of these people that kind of poo-pooed the notion of Kofi getting his WrestleMania moment, but now I want it. I want it so bad because they're putting him through the ringer, right? I want this dude to have the belt at least once in his career.
Kofi.
Yeah.
Is WrestleMania the moment for him?
I think so.
You think so?
I think so. I think they should do it. At WrestleMania, it doesn't hurt Daniel Bryan.
No, but I don't think it. I guess they're looking at it as WrestleMania is such a packed show to begin with.
Yeah.
It's not going to matter if Kofi wins.
Really?
They're really banking on if Kofi's the guy, right? Mm-hmm. Which I don't think WrestleMania is the moment for him to win the title, honestly.
Okay.
I think if he were to win the title, you could do it at another show.
SummerSlam.
And that would mean a lot more.
Okay.
But WrestleMania is so stacked.
It is a very stacked card.
Kofi Kingston title win beating Daniel Bryan for the title, it doesn't do much for me. I think it would be cool to see him with the title. I would like him to be this underdog that they could have on that roster. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that does for the brand. Does it help it?
I think it does. I think it elevates the brand a little bit because not only do you have, if you put the belt on Kofi, you add another element to New Day.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Where you can maintain them going, you can maintain their trajectory in an upward motion, especially if you give Kofi the belt and you make Big E and Xavier tag champs.
At Mania.
Or
you get that big celebration at the end.
Or whenever. Like, I want to see these guys as the Ultimate Champions and then have that ride a little bit and either turn them heel or turn them against each other.
Okay, I could see that.
You know?
I do think it's interesting. Every time that people say that they're sick of the New Day and their act is tired, they kind of reinvent themselves and revitalize the whole thing.
Right.
We've heard this for 3 years that people are complaining that the New Day is old and they're tired of the New Day, but they've been able to kind of change that every single time that happens. So it says a lot about how in tune they are as characters and as athletes.
Yeah.
So let's, where do you want to begin, Rich?
All right, we already did Fastlane. We already said our piece about that.
Yeah.
Let's start with Monday. And let's, honestly, I do want to talk about this impending WrestleMania card. It's less than a month away.
Yes, and I'm warning everybody, I do have a spoiler for the NXT stuff. So I'm going to give you guys an opportunity to turn it off when we discuss it. But this NXT card is potentially the greatest NXT card ever put together.
Yeah, I agree with that.
It's so good. I was talking to MG Geek, and he goes, where's the cool-off match? And I go, WrestleMania.
Yeah.
WrestleMania is the cool-off.
100%. 100%.
To this card. So let's go into what you have here, because NXT WrestleMania shaping up.
Yeah.
Randy Orton did a great job on Tuesday. I know you want to talk about Raw, but Randy Orton did a great job on Tuesday.
Raw SmackDown, it's fine.
Okay. Randy Orton did a phenomenal job on Tuesday to convince me that I'm interested in this match.
Same here.
AJ Styles and Randy Orton, I get Randy Orton, right? I get him.
Yeah.
I appreciate him.
Yes.
I don't necessarily get excited for a Randy Orton match.
You know what I heard?
What?
I heard, and correct me if I'm wrong here, I heard that if you build a wrestler from the ground up, it might look like Randy Orton.
It might look like Randy Orton.
It might look like Randy Orton. Also, Randy Orton looks like a mountain god standing next to AJ Styles.
Oh, my God. I know.
Right?
I know. It's ridiculous. He's gigantic compared to him.
I think he's gotten bigger somehow.
Right, yeah, Randy Orton?
Yeah. 6'7", 300 pounds.
So big.
Giant dude.
I think the older he got like a little thicker.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's amazing that Vince said he had a neck like a stack of dimes.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Vince hated his neck.
Small neck.
Small neck.
He wants them big necks.
Yeah. So let's go down this thing. What do you have for WrestleMania?
Okay. So this, again, stacked card, and I'm also so surprised that there are so many singles matches where, you know, I do want that a mad dash for the IC belt.
Yeah, but listen, we it's like 80 hours long.
That is true.
So they're going to add more.
These are, honestly, this card is building up so well right now. AJ Styles, Randy Orton, we just talked about that. Shane versus Miz in Shane's spotlight WrestleMania match.
Okay. He called on Tuesday. Shane called the Miz's father a potato face.
Yes.
Which I popped. I thought it was really funny. Do we want a Shane Miz match? Is this something that we need?
Yeah.
We need this.
Yeah, we need this. I like heel Shane, and I like babyface Miz because it's such a dumb juxtaposition.
And he doesn't know how to wrestle as a babyface.
Right.
He's doing frog splashes, and he's like Randy Orton doing the split in the air.
So good.
Yeah. So weird.
I think, do you think this turns into them becoming a heel tag team again? Like Miz turns heel after WrestleMania one last time?
Oh, man. I don't know.
Because him as a face, I feel like this is Vince McMahon's dream come true. When this dude headlined WrestleMania 26, arguably one of the worst WrestleManias of all time, this is, I think, the vision that Vince saw for Miz. He was like, one day this guy's going to be the chosen one and people are going to love him. And I think this is, again, I keep saying, using the word trajectory, I think this is definitely that for the Miz. Putting with the boss's son, that means there's a lot of trust there. If you look at Shane's matches over the last few years at WrestleMania, it's guys that the company could trust, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And Miz is definitely one of them.
But see, Miz is the heel, so is he going to do the high spot? Is he going to do, like, he's probably going to do a crash and burn, right?
Oh, I want Miz to do the Van Terminator.
Miz could do the Van Terminator.
You think so?
Like... I would. I don't know. I would like to see it though at WrestleMania.
This is the ridiculous match that I think everybody wants to see. We got Kurt Angle announcing his retirement match. So it's Kurt Angle versus TBD.
There's so many opportunities.
I think that's just a guy named Turnbuckle Dan.
Turnbuckle Dan. Undertaker versus Kurt Angle versus Turnbuckle Dan.
That's what TBD stands for.
Yeah, I like Turnbuckle Dan. Great worker. He was great in Memphis.
Great.
Turnbuckle Dan was in Memphis, right? He wrestled in Continental. He did Memphis. He did that whole thing.
I think he did USWA.
Yeah, he
did USWA. Florida.
A lot of Florida. A lot of Mid South.
Great matches with Dusty.
Turnbuckle Dan.
A lot of.
Do you think there's an RF video shoot interview with Turnbuckle Dan? and it's really grainy because it's like from the early days. What do you picture Turnbuckle Dan? I see the mullet. He kind of looks like Ricky Morton, but as a brunette.
I imagine Turnbuckle Dan to look like John Laurinaitis when he was in the what was his tag team like the two dudes?
Bodacious dudes.
Whatever that nonsense was called.
I got a question. Can you call a man a brunette?
Yeah.
You can.
Yeah.
I think it's a little weird.
Hey, well, I mean, if you were like, hey, look at that blonde guy, right?
I would
say a blonde.
I would like Jim Ross to go. And that's Turnbuckle Dan. You could tell that he's Turnbuckle Dan because he's the brunette.
That's so perfect. Turnbuckle Dan.
Who do you think Kurt Angle wrestles? Realistically.
Oh, realistically.
There's two guys.
Ken Anderson.
Ken Anderson.
I don't know. All right. Kurt Angle, I'm gonna go with John Cena.
You're gonna go with Cena.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think that squashes the Joe thing, because ideally it would have been, for me, it would have been Joe versus Cena.
I think Joe versus Angle, Joe versus Cena, mm-hmm. Cena versus Angle.
Yeah.
I maybe take her.
For Kurt Angle?
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
He's done everything in the WWE. He came back, he's a world champion, but he's never beat The Undertaker.
You know what I want to see?
Huh.
I want to see Undertaker do the Kota Ibushi spot of the moonsault and then the second moonsault, the standing moonsault.
The standing moonsault.
I want to see Undertaker do a standing moonsault.
Do you think that's a possibility?
Never. At this point, no.
Do you think his body could ever bend that way? You think, like, if Undertaker tried for months and months, he's like, I'm going to do a standing moonsault on Kurt Angle. Do you think they would just shatter at that point?
The ring would break? They would do the classic ring break? He would need a lot more than DDP yoga.
All right, so let's talk about Kurt Angle.
Yeah, please.
I'm glad that they're doing the retirement thing. It would have been great if they actually booked him properly and kept him as a special attraction when he was back. You got Kurt Angle back. Why is he doing, essentially getting squashed on Raw?
Right.
Regularly.
Yeah.
What they should have done was keep him for special moments. You could have had the him and Hunter match.
Yes.
That could have been a great match. You could have had him and anybody virtually. You know, you make it into a big time match, and Angle doesn't have to do much.
Right.
You know, he's so good where he doesn't even have to do a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do a 20-minute match.
Yeah.
Who does he wrestle?
Undertaker's good. John Cena's good. Joe's great. I think one last time between him and Joe would be tremendous.
Tremendous.
I also do think since John Cena started his career against Kurt Angle,
he can end
right.
Angle's career.
It would be fitting.
It would be fitting, yeah.
And didn't John Cena induct him into the Hall of Fame, too? Or am I thinking about somebody else?
I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Is Kurt Angle in the Hall of Fame?
Yeah. He is. Yeah. That was like when he came back and he did the milk.
I don't remember.
He chugged the milk?
He did chug the milk, yeah, and he put the thing on his head.
Yes.
I actually want to see a Taker match.
A good Taker match.
I want to see Taker Angle.
Okay.
And you don't have to do a lot with that. I think it would be a struggle, to be honest. The match would be a struggle,
because
who's going to carry who in the match?
Yeah. That's tough. Also, like, wouldn't that also look like it's just a double retirement match?
It could be. But the storyline works well for both, in my opinion. I'm not saying that you're going to get a great match out of Angle and Undertaker, but if you were to do something, that would kind of make the most sense. Undertaker's going to be there. Let me just report that. I do feel confident to report that. Undertaker is going to be there. You're going to get the entrance.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as of, it's changed week over week.
Right.
And the conversations that I've had have stopped about this. The last update I got was probably early last week, and it was Undertaker will be at WrestleMania. We do not have a match. We don't know the direction. I'm sure by... That was Monday morning.
Okay.
It's quite possible by Monday evening they had the idea. It's quite possible that they've left it open-ended to see how this goes. But Undertaker would be a interesting match for him. I was told a terrible Undertaker match to be his last.
Okay.
I don't even want to repeat it.
Okay.
Because it's something that we have seen multiple times at a WrestleMania. Really? Mm. We've seen it twice already.
Triple H?
No. We've seen that three times.
Okay. We did see that three times. Yeah. Shawn Michaels?
No, not Shawn Michaels. Oh, we've seen it twice.
Aleister Black.
Aleister Black we've seen. I've heard Kane.
All right.
I've heard a great way to end his career, but I don't see that happen.
No.
I'm not even... that's why I didn't want to report it. But
yeah, yeah.
I'm not reporting it. I just want to say. But I do think that the Undertaker and Kurt Angle would be good. I don't want to see Undertaker John Cena. I don't want to see that. I think if you have John Cena there, which you do, it should be for the U.S. title with Samoa Joe.
I agree with that 100%.
Because they're already teasing John Cena, right?
Right. With the promos and then the U.S. title and then Joe cutting these amazing amazing promos. Here's a reveal for you. They're teasing Turnbuckle Dan.
They are teasing Turnbuckle
Dan. And then you hear the music. You hear Real American.
Who's... Oh, my God. Kurt Angle versus Hulk Hogan at WrestleMania?
Yeah.
One last time, brother.
How, again?
Hogan's over there. He's sitting on the couch. I can't even put the camera on.
Oh, that's right. That hurt my voice on Sunday, by the way. Just doing that for like an hour.
Hulk Hogan?
I don't know. Kurt Angle, Kurt Angle somehow wins the Money in the Bank and he beats Brock Lesnar.
Kurt Angle wins the Money in the Bank. Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
The interesting thing that they're doing with Angle is they're promoting him for their upcoming European tour as an honorary member of the Shield.
Who said that?
WWE.
They said that?
Yeah. It's Kurt Angle and Strowman will be wrestling with Roman and Seth as an honorary third member on
Where's
different
Dean?
Shows. This is post-WrestleMania.
Post-WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Boy, by the way, by Dean, yeah. they essentially wrote him off TV, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
Is that what we saw?
I think they murdered him. I do think that there was an inkling of the turn on Roman.
They've been teasing that on both sides,
right,
though.
So, like, this is the thing, too, because there's no Roman match at WrestleMania. Do you think he's going to be on the card?
No, Roman 100% is on the card, and unfortunately, I think Baron Corbin is the match.
Oh, boy.
Because they kind of said, it may be Drew.
Okay.
Womp, Listen, womp. That's another one. They've left it open, right?
Yeah.
It could be, I still think it could be Dean Ambrose, because remember, the Shield didn't come out to help him.
Right.
And he's like, dude, I saved your ass.
Right, right.
I came out to save your ass, and you're not there for me? What the hell?
Mm-hmm.
And every shot is Dean kind of standing in the background.
Right, right.
So they could still do that turn, which I really want to see that match.
Okay.
I would love to see a send-off for Dean where, and you know what? If somebody's going to make Roman look like a million effing bucks,
100%.
And you're going to get a New York crowd to chant for Roman, who turns on their friend with cancer?
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, if you're playing that into the storyline, I think it's going to be, listen, dude, I don't know. Honestly, nobody's talking anymore. I'm letting everybody know. Everybody stops talking around now. We're 3 weeks away, and everybody's so afraid to leak anything.
Tight-lipped. Everybody's tight-lipped.
Because they're trying to find out. Like, yesterday I had Sean on from Fightful.com.
Mm-hmm.
Great guy. Great interview. But, this is how it is. It gets a little tricky to get your information around now because there's so much conversation happening.
Right, right. And who knows what's real and what's not.
I do not want to see Baron Corbin and...
Roman.
And Roman.
No.
I don't want to see that.
I do want a Roman versus Dean for my own emotions, which ends with both of them crying in the ring. Two spears, two Superman punches. Dean makes him look like a million bucks, and they both just hug it out. Dean gets a nice send-off at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I like that.
That would be cool. We have... Triple H versus Batista in a no-holds-barred match.
Dude, that was great.
Which is code for, we don't really have to work too hard on this one. Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of this spot. I'm going to do it here, okay?
Okay, jeez.
Okay, I got right, something
be careful,
here.
Be
We're
careful.
On the outside. The head grab into something.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, 100%.
You're going to see this.
Mm-hmm. that. Nobody sells that like Triple H though.
Yeah, you're gonna see a lot of this into something over and over again.
I think they're gonna definitely blade the crap out of each other.
I do that to my wife.
You blade?
Like, I just gig her. I'm like, come here, I want to give you a hug, and I just go. And she's like, oh, I'm bleeding again all over the place.
Horrific.
I'll come in if I had a couple drinks, and I'm like, let me chop you.
Uh-huh.
She's like, I'm going to hurt you really bad. Like, I'll let you do it.
Yeah.
But you're going to get it 10 times worse. Okay. And her threat is, I'm going to shave your fucking eyebrows when you're sleeping.
Ooh, yeah.
I cursed. I should not have cursed.
Yeah, no. He said, funkin'
eyebrows. But I always go to, like, do the punches, the gimmick punches on her.
Uh-huh.
And I got a good punch,
mm-hmm.
and she hates it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because it terrifies her.
Yeah.
So, but I'll go to grab and she no sells the whole thing.
I'll gimmick punch my wife in the stomach sometimes.
You know,
which is the just a step
like
forward.
One of those?
Like, she also hates it.
Yeah. Jib jab punch.
Yeah. She's like, just stop her. Right. Yeah.
It is 100 degrees in the.
It
studio,
is very.
By the
it got very
yeah,
hot.
I'm gonna
here.
Take this jacket off. What else do we have?
I think the Triple H Batista match is going to be great. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a nice 12-minute Attitude Era style match with Triple H beating Batista.
Yeah. Okay. You think Triple H beating Batista?
Yeah.
Dude, that promo was so good,
really
man.
Good. Yeah.
And just Batista screaming and spitting, give me what I want.
Yeah.
You know, over and over again. That's all they had to do.
Yeah.
Amazing how they got that program over. 2 days.
Yep.
It just took 2 days to get that program over.
They're professionals.
So good.
And Batista's gotten better because he's a good actor.
A lot
he's
better.
He's a great actor.
You know, like The Rock got a lot better too.
He's
when
right.
he started doing that stuff.
Yeah.
Like with his promos, but he got very actory.
Yeah.
I
watched a Skyscraper yesterday with The Rock. Not the best movie in the world.
Skyscraper?
Yeah. The one where he has to save his family from a burning building.
Oh yeah, okay. And a helicopter.
And the helicopter. Yeah. There's several helicopters in the movie. So we got I wanna go for the main event now, and then we'll talk about the other match. Brock Lesnar versus Seth Rollins. Seth has to win this, right? 6 minute match. Seth wins with 7 pile drivers.
You think it's gonna be a 6 minute match? No, they're gonna go like 20 minutes.
You think
dude.
So?
I'm telling you, I the booking is gonna be the same thing. Mm-hmm. Brock kills him, and something happens. Brock gets, you know, staggers.
Yeah.
Seth comes back. She's staggering. He does that wacky, crazy clothesline to the outside.
Yeah.
The total opposite of the Undertaker clothesline to the outside.
Okay.
Like, Undertaker's so composed. He goes flying.
Yeah.
And he's so good at that.
Yeah.
Because he twists his body and everything. And then he I think Seth's going to do, a whole bunch of knees.
Mm-hmm.
V-triggers. Paul Heyman on the apron.
Okay.
Paul gets, you know,
Paul Heyman does a moonsault.
No, Brock goes slamming into Paul Heyman.
Uh-huh.
You get a ref bump. You get a chair.
What's a ref bump?
A ref bump. it's a bump, but it's a...
It goes bump.
Bump. It's the sound they all make. And then you get you know, the
very,
moment.
Very giggly today. Do you think...
I'm having fun today. This is
a lot of fun.
The lights. The plastic burning off those lights.
Did you turn the gas on?
The gas is on, yeah.
So... there's a couple of outcomes for this. Seth wins after like a grueling effort. Great. I kind of want Seth to win. Number two, you get the final Shield moment where they help him beat Brock Lesnar. Number three.
Oh, that'd be interesting. The last moment is the Shield in the ring.
Right. With Seth as the champion. Okay. Third option, Roman helps him. Roman turns on Seth as Mania goes off the air.
Okay. Roman helps Seth as Mania goes off the air because you already saw.
Mm-hmm.
On Monday, you saw that moment where he's like, I'm going to kind of come for this once you get that title.
Exactly.
I'm next. That's my belt. I never lost it, you know? I think that would be a great SummerSlam match.
Yes.
That would be a great build for SummerSlam. I just don't know how they'll play it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm into this.
Right?
I'm kind of into Roman. Guys, I'm telling you, I'm kind of into him. It's
I think
his hair.
We've always been into him.
I'm really into I'm into the tan skin.
Yeah.
I like my guys a little Latin. I know he's not, but I like my guys a little Latin.
Just a little.
Just like you.
Just a little spice. A little bit of spice. I do think you may get that turn at some point, because wouldn't that be like... That would be almost akin to the Dean turn on Seth that just shocks the crap out of people, right?
If
Roman turns on Seth.
Listen, man, that would be... What a heel.
Right?
Oof.
Exactly. Oof. And then you have what could possibly be the actual main event at WrestleMania. Ronda Rousey versus Becky Lynch versus Charlotte Flair.
Inarticulate Ronda is my favorite version of her.
When she gets so worked up that she can't talk.
I'm gonna love her.
I love her. I really. So I know you're not a big Ronda fan. I know that.
I'm okay with her. I think she's. I think in ring she's a lot better than people give her credit for. But I feel like she's so wacky sometimes, like unnecessarily. I think she's unnecessarily humorful. Humorous.
Let me think about this. 1 to 10, where do you stand on liking Ronda?
I'm a good 6.5 maybe.
A 6.5?
Yeah, a good day maybe a 7.
Good day maybe a 7.
It's just, I don't know. Like, it's weird because, like, I don't mind her. I think she's a great addition. I just feel like she crosses that Gonzo line a little bit for me.
Okay, well, what?
In the way that it's like, she's supposed to be this big threat, right? And they've started showing that in the last couple of weeks.
Okay.
Right? And then the whole off-the-cuff, like, real promos she's doing, like, breaking kayfabe and, like, all that stuff. I think it's very hokey. You know, I get what they're trying to do. But
yeah, but it worked.
It worked. No, it worked. 100%.
Yeah, because people believed it.
It works very well. But I also just, I feel like, I'm just going to come out and say it. I feel like she's a little dorky.
A little bit, but I'm kind of into that.
Right? Okay.
I'm kind of into it.
Okay.
She, I have a friend out in California, LA. She reminds me a lot of her.
Okay.
The way she puts words together and it just, she reminds me of someone that I really like as a person. So I'm kind of cool with Ronda with that.
Uh-huh.
I do think she's a little bonkers. I feel like she grew up on a farm and never came in contact with anything but animals all day long.
I don't know why that's so humorous to me.
That Ronda Rousey grew up on a farm with no contact with human beings, just spoke to her pig.
She's a hillbilly.
I feel like she's like a weird West Coast hillbilly.
She's like a recluse hillbilly.
Well, her mom is like bonkers too.
Okay.
You know, she would like wake her up and put her in a freaking arm bar.
Okay. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Again, it's not like, and what I'm saying is like, it's not a knock. It's just my interpretation of it. She is a very fierce competitor. I would just like it if she just didn't talk and just came out and murdered everybody.
That would have been
like Kane.
That would have been the best booking for her. She came out doing a smiley thing and it was too late.
The smiley thing's okay. I was okay with that, but I think the fierce competitor, Ronda Rousey,
is better.
It's great, but I also do think she's just not talk and let the action speak louder than the words. Because she does that weird crowd move where she goes into the crowd. She's like, time to break the arm, right? And then everybody's like, break the arm, you know?
You know who's booking her?
Who?
Paul.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh, do you want to talk about the shakeup in creative? So you have Bruce Pritchard as a VP with major, major influence on the writing process and the booking. You have Paul Heyman back in the mix because he is so vital in the Ronda Rousey and Brock Lesnar stuff, where now he's doing stuff for other people.
Yeah.
So he's back. And Double J, Jeff Jarrett.
How crazy is that?
I put out a tweet. Somebody wrote this and I responded with, let's add Vince Russo back and Eric Bischoff and see what happens.
Okay.
I want the whole thing to explode.
It would just be
dudes. And Jim Cornette. And I want Jim Cornette back too.
It would just be dudes in a room arguing their heads off until their heads just popped.
Picture this. You got Bruce Pritchard.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You got Eric Bischoff.
Boom.
You got Jeff Jarrett.
Guys that maybe not don't
Vince
like
Russo,
each other so much.
Vince Russo.
Uh-huh.
Paul Heyman.
Uh-huh.
And Jim Cornette.
I'm going to throw Freddie Prinze Jr. in there too.
And Freddie Prinze Jr.
Yeah.
Okay. What is the WrestleMania main event?
That's good. Give me a minute.
Okay.
Finn Balor versus Jerry Lawler.
in a loser leaves blood match.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go. Got it. On a poll.
It would be a six way because they can't agree on anything. Okay. Actually, it'd be a seven way because there's seven dudes, right? So it would be
a scaffold match.
Scaffold match. Everybody gets to throw their stuff in, right? Hogan is in it somehow.
Outside enforcer.
Kofi is in it somehow. Because Prince, Freddie Prinze was like a big Kofi guy.
Okay.
Undertaker. But but it's purple gloves Undertaker.
Okay, give me the main event with like the current roster.
Current roster? Yeah. Oh boy. Samoa Joe.
Okay.
Braun Strowman.
Okay.
Brock Lesnar.
Okay.
Roman.
Okay. Exactly what we have currently.
And Mustafa Ali.
And Mustafa. Okay, fine. That's exactly our roster. That's nothing would be different, guys.
No, nothing would be different. Yeah. What about you? If you were in that room with seven people, I feel like it would be such an oddball main event if they were like, we have to do this.
You know, it's interesting because they're all, and for the shit that Vince Russo gets, I have to tell you, I do think that he is, he did a lot of positive along with the negative, right? Sure. The negative that people, that is set upon him, right? That people say, I do think there was a positive to Vince Russo in many ways.
Yeah.
You know, that Shock TV era worked to an extent. Now, everybody needs a filter. And I know the excuse with him is, well, you know, you threw out 100 bad ideas and Vince would grab the one or two that were great, but there were one or two that were great.
Right, right.
He would write something for everybody. So everybody had to have something, which maybe sometimes it was a little too much, but you still gave something to everybody. There was a benefit to him. I don't know how much, when you talk about the positive and the negative, I don't know. I don't know what was if he was more positive or negative, but same thing go for Eric Bischoff. Eric Bischoff,
100%.
Self-admittedly, was not a creative guy. He wasn't a writer. Mm-hmm. He went into the creative process different. Everybody has a very different role. Jim Cornette, one of the greatest minds in wrestling.
Right.
But does his style work today?
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? Paul Heyman, same exact thing.
Yeah.
A lot of this stuff right now that we're seeing on TV has a direct effect of Paul Heyman and Bruce Prichard. And they're both big on this reality-based era where it kind of blends the lines. This whole thing about how people were freaking out about Ronda Rousey breaking kayfabe.
Right.
If you honestly believe that Ronda Rousey is going rogue and cursing and yelling against Becky Lynch, and she's genuinely mad at Becky.
Right.
Ronda Rousey understands pro wrestling.
Exactly.
She gets it. She would not be there and not in the position. They would not have put her where she is if they thought she didn't get it.
I agree with that 100%. Do you think Ronda gets booed much like they booed the Stone Cold refereed Brock versus Goldberg match?
I think she's going to get crazy boos.
Do you think they're going to throw cups of soda at her? You haven't seen that in a while.
A cup of soda.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Garbage.
No, because people pay way too much for the ticket.
That is true.
I don't want to get thrown out. All right. What else do we have on there?
And that was it.
That was it.
So far, that's it. And then you have Buddy Murphy versus another TBD. Another Turnbuckle Dan. I don't know, man. The Rousey thing is very interesting, too. And the Paul, I think.
I just want to interrupt you for a second.
Yeah, please.
Turnbuckle Dan is one of the greatest things you've contributed in a long time.
Thank you.
I think that's one of the funniest things you've said.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I appreciate that.
I definitely think we need t-shirts that say Turnbuckle Dan. Somebody make us a Turnbuckle Dan t-shirt. Somebody make that, and we will sell it.
TBD.
TBD.
Does the RVD thing?
TBD.
And his elbow pads are turnbuckles. For some reason.
Yeah, go ahead.
So the Ronda thing is very interesting, too, because, again, like, she's, like, this version of her is so fundamentally unlikable. And I think that's something that pro wrestling needs. As far as the Paul Heyman stuff goes, this guy's influence is still being felt today because, like, I do think he's still a visionary in terms of, like, what he can contribute, but he's smart at this point to not open up too much about it.
Yeah, you know, absolutely, because he knows his weaknesses now.
Right.
But you hit something on the head right now. The contribution of Paul Heyman is NXT.
100%.
ECW, and we were talking about this with Sean yesterday, and it kind of made sense. You know, the concept of ECW was Vince's kind of his playground for vetting guys that are not big names that he saw something in.
Exactly.
They were funding ECW. A lot of money.
Yeah.
More than people know.
You watched that Paul Heyman documentary, right?
Tons of times, yeah.
Where he's like, I I'm not saying that he gave me $2 million. I don't think he gave me $2 million. You know?
Paul Heyman never took a check.
Right.
It was like the Hulk Hogan deposition.
Exactly.
You know, Terry Bollea. You know. Guys, before we continue, I wanna talk about the CCW and NXT stuff,
yes,
because it's a really great connection that a lot of people are not aware of.
Yeah.
But before we do, I want to think about our great, great sponsor, one of my favorite guys. They have been sponsoring the GFK Network since 2011, and that's hover.com, mm-hmm, for all your domain name needs. I own hundreds of domain names. Did you know that?
I did know that. They're all variations on the Mad Men podcast.
It is. And the guys from Queens podcast. Yeah. A lot. I own guys from Cali, guys from Brooklyn, guys from New York.
Guys from guys?
A couple of inappropriate ones.
Yeah.
I own a website called Porn Parents.
Ooh.
Pornparents.com. Oh, no. I had a concept for a show where we were going to interview the parents of porn stars.
That's a good, I like that.
And to kind of find out about what they think.
Uh-huh.
And then another concept I had was parents that are not, they don't know that their kids do porn. And we just interview them to be like, hey, we want to interview you about whatever. And we show them a video of
That's horrible.
It's a horrible idea. But it didn't work. So I own the domain name, though. And you could own a domain, mm-hmm, name. These guys are phenomenal. They don't do upselling. Private registrations included. So you know that your information is secure and you're not going to get doxxed and all this stuff. Go to hover.com/mattmen. You get 10% off your first purchase. You could also do your domain name emails.
Yeah.
Now, I'm a big advocate of this because nothing looks sillier than queensexyprincess@yahoo.com as your email address if you want to be. That's Rich's Rich's email address. Mine was BoriquaQueen92.
Oh, boy.
at AOL.com. Nobody takes you serious with a silly email address.
Right,
if you want to be taken serious, you're trying to, you know, seal a deal, you're trying to entice people to kind of respond back, have a legitimate domain name. I know Gmail's great, Yahoo's great, but if it's coming from Andrew@gfkeynetwork.com, you may take it a little bit more serious.
Mm-hmm.
And they provide you with this. Hover.com/mattmen, get 10% off your first purchase. I want to thank Hover for supporting the show. Let's talk about ECW and the long-term effects of this, right?
Absolutely, please.
You now have... looking at the legacy of this, Paul's legacy is not going to be hardcore wrestling at the end of the day. It's going to, mm-hmm, be the beginning of NXT and the developmental system and this secondary brand.
Mm-hmm.
For people who don't know, Shane McMahon really wanted to bring back ECW.
Right.
And the concept was it would come back as its own thing on the internet, mm-hmm, with mixing of old ECW talent, because at that point they were still young,
right?
And a new group of talent that you profile online every single, mm-hmm, week. Didn't go that way. December to Dismember, or whatever that show was, was the moment that Paul kind of left the company.
And it was like, no, thank you.
If that didn't happen,
mm-hmm,
I don't know, we would have gotten NXT. If none of that happened.
It's very interesting because, like, that is his direct influence. And there's one thing that Paul Heyman has said on numerous occasions that has always stuck with me is that his vision of the perfect, quote-unquote, perfect wrestler was Rob Van Dam, who was the hybrid wrestler, you know? Yeah. He could do the mixed martial arts. He could do the in-ring stuff. He could do the high spots. He could do the hardcore stuff, you know? That was a dude who could do everything. And I think the direct result of that is a dude like Seth Rollins, you know, who's main eventing WrestleMania.
Oh, yeah.
Against another Paul Heyman guy.
Absolutely. Yeah, Seth Rollins is a direct effect of a Rob Van Dam.
Right.
Yeah, 100%. You
know, where it's like, Seth can do all that stuff. And I guarantee you, if they ever did the hardcore stuff again, Seth would be fantastic with the hardcore stuff, you know?
Talking about NXT, spoiler time, guys.
Guys.
Do you want to pull up that card? Because I'm going to, it'll give guys some time here, too.
So in a couple of minutes, we're going to talk about this NXT TakeOver, which is arguably the best TakeOver card in the history of NXT TakeOver.
It could be one of the best cards that WWE has ever put together as a company, because we're giving you time here. So if you don't want to hear this, turn it off now.
The spoilers, these spoilers come hot on the heels of the newest NXT tapings.
From Wednesday.
From Wednesday.
Yeah.
And this basically really leads into NXT TakeOver New York. So we're going to talk about that right now. Shayna Baszler, Io Shirai, Bianca Belair, Kairi Sane. Fatal 4-Way for the NXT Women's Championship.
Who takes this?
Kairi Sane.
Kairi Sane.
Yeah.
Okay.
She dropped an elbow on all of those women. I'm going to go, honestly, it's between Kairi Sane and Io Shirai. I think it's going to be either one of them.
Do we get the spot that they're all the women are on the corners? And yes. She just does the one to one.
Amazing.
Yeah. Okay.
For the North American Championship, I'm so excited for this match. Velveteen Dream versus Matt Riddle.
Dude, come on. So good. Mm-hmm. Matt Riddle takes it.
Matt Riddle takes it. Velveteen gets elevated.
Yeah. I'm okay with that.
Main roster debut.
Okay. I'm okay with that.
so good. In a 2 out of 3, this is the big one. In a 2 out of 3 falls match for the vacant NXT championship because Ciampa got stripped of the belt because he's hurt.
And the way they played it on TV, Gargano threw Ciampa into the board, right?
Yeah.
Into the wall.
Yeah.
So that was kind of his way out. But I am very excited for this. And that is?
Johnny Gargano versus Adam Cole. Baby.
Who gets booed and who gets cheered?
I think the whole match is fans in the crowd going absolutely bonkers.
Yep.
And just screaming fight forever at the top of their lungs.
I got goosebumps. Seriously. Yeah. No. I'm not even joking. I got goosebumps thinking about this because I'm a huge fan of both.
Yeah.
These guys are going to kill it. Mm-hmm. It's going to kill it today.
There's going to be a You Can Wrestle chant. There's going to be a Fight Forever chant.
You Can Wrestle.
You Can Wrestle.
What is going on? We cannot talk today.
Nah, today's
I got
rough.
Numb mouth.
Are you okay? Should I call the doctor?
I think you should.
I think this is going to be a 2 out of 3 falls match. This is going to be a 45-minute match. I'm very excited about this. Hopefully it's not a dud. I don't think NXT delivers duds.
Mm-mm. Impossible.
Another match that I'm super looking forward to, War Raiders, Hanson and Rowe versus Aleister Black and Ricochet for the NXT Championship, for the tag champ. Ugh. Can't talk.
Yeah, what's going
Can't
on?
Can't talk here? Today.
Hogan, I think it's the ether.
So
this is interesting because you got two guys on the main roster right now.
Right.
Do they do double duty for NXT and WrestleMania? And they kind of would have to win, so it's not predictable considering they're two guys that are leaving, right?
Right, right.
So I'm curious how they play this part out. Because they have the same problem with Gargano.
Right, right.
Unless they keep Gargano in NXT now.
They might have to.
They might have to keep him there.
Yeah. Because I think as a package on TV, DIY was phenomenal.
Okay.
But I think they might lose a step. And it's okay. It's okay if Gargano stays in NXT for a little bit, you know? Johnny Wrestling. I think it would be cool if Aleister Black and Ricochet won the tag belts on, what is it, Friday night? Is NXT?
Friday night is NXT, yeah. Saturday is the Hall of Fame.
Right. If they won the tag belts on Friday, came out with them at WrestleMania for some kind of tag team scramble.
Right. Okay.
And then won at WrestleMania. So you have them be both NXT tag champs and WWE Raw tag champs.
That would be cool.
Right.
I'm into that. First time ever.
A lot of belts.
Yeah, a lot of belts.
Yeah, I'd be down with that.
Guys holding a lot of belts. Okay.
Cool guys with belts.
Cool guys with belts.
That's the thing with these guys. Like, they're the new cool guys. It's too early to say if they're draws or not, but I feel like when these guys are on TV, people tune in. The crowd loves them.
I think here's the interesting thing with this, right? You have are they valuable to the point are they more valuable in NXT right now, or are they more popular on the Raw roster? On the main event roster?
I don't think NXT needs them anymore.
You don't think so?
No.
No, I think they have such a great crop of talent over there where they, you know, these guys are all replaceable on that side.
Only because there's so much talent.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the match that should headline every single WrestleMania from now on.
Okay.
Pete Dunne as the UK champ versus Walter.
Oh, dude, come on. That thing is...
Now I got goosebumps.
I think that is the biggest surprise match that we're going to have. That may steal the show.
You're going to this, right?
I am going to this, yeah. By the way, right now I'm watching the battle with Joe Coffey and Pete Dunne and Walter. I really like Walter.
Yeah.
I don't know how he'll do on the main roster. I know he really doesn't want to come to the States, but
yeah.
When you elevate a guy like this, I also think Pete Dunne's going to NXT at this point.
Okay.
It's time for him to go to NXT. He's too much of a talent to be in the UK on the NXT UK roster because the exposure is not great to that. This guy's really talented. Walter obviously is another big talent. This is going to be, how long do you think they give this? 20 minutes?
20 minutes, easily.
They kill each other for 20 minutes?
Yeah, this is going to be probably on the long side because you have 5 matches so far. I don't know if they're going to announce anything else, but this is, you might get an opener with like Keith Lee, you know, maybe Keith Lee versus Cassius Ono or something, Cassios.
How many do we have right now on that?
5 matches.
5 matches.
Yeah. Usually a 2.5 hour show.
2.5 hour show. They start at 7, 8, 9, 10.
Plenty of time for everything.
3 hour show. Yeah. You got, maybe they'll add one more.
Yeah, I think they'll add one more after this or before, whatever. You know?
Yeah, where's Keith Lee?
Yeah, you definitely need a Keith Lee match at this point. You need a Eric Bugenhagen match at some point.
Okay, this guy is really over right
he's
now.
He's the best. He's the best right now.
I absolutely love him.
Yeah.
I have yet to see him wrestle. Have you seen his match?
Yeah.
I have not seen a...
He's good.
He's okay, right?
Yeah, yeah.
He's fine. But, man, I'm ready. Bring him to the main roster.
You know...
I want that intro.
100%. And you know what? I always feel like there's... Like, with WWE especially, I feel like there's misfires that happen, like, a lot. You know what I mean? And let's say in the last 4 years, you had Adam Rose... Or like last 5 years. Yeah,
okay,
Adam Rose coming out with the Party People.
No Way Jose. Okay.
And it's just like they couldn't get it right?
You got a chance now.
Now you got Eric. And, well, okay, you had Elias at some point, right? Elias was like the music guy.
Okay, but they did it right with Elias.
They did it right with Elias.
Oh, my God, Elias and Eric Bugenheim.
Bugenhagen. Yeah.
Bugenhagen. It's like the Guggenheim. I think it should be Bugenhagen.
Can we go to the Guggenheim?
We could go to the Guggenheim. Yeah.
So I think they're getting it right with him so far. The dude, I'm going to say one of the unconscious appeals that this dude has is that he looks just like Rick Rude.
Kind of does, yeah.
Right? He looks like Rick Rude. He can actually play guitar.
By the way, the turnbuckle Dan, here it is.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, how do I do this? And who is that guy that you put a picture of? Because I want to sell this right now.
Who did that?
Green Lives Matter, I think.
Thank you.
Yeah, Green Lives Matter did this.
Thank you very much.
This is the greatest. This is Bay Bay. Turnbuckle Dan is Bay Bay on the back. Turnbuckle Dan is my new favorite wrestler
TBD.
Of all time. Who is that guy on the t-shirt?
I gotta see this.
Who is that? He's everything I envision him to be.
That's Kurt Angle's final match.
Kurt Angle's final match. I want to get that t-shirt. We're making that.
Oh, boy. All right. So, I think NXT's in very good hands. You're gonna have the Eric Bugenhagen moment, I think, at TakeOver. Who would be in the crowd, though, at this point? Because they love doing that.
Oh, to show up.
Yeah. Tino Sabatelli.
Oh, man. I don't know who's a guy that's...
Signed, right?
You know what's funny? We're going to see less of those.
Right.
Because of everything that's going on in pro wrestling right now.
AEW, New Japan, Ring of Honor. Like, everybody's scooping up their guys.
Oh, man.
ACH started with them under his real name.
Maybe ACH?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know who they could put in the crowd that we're going to say, wow.
Shane Strickland.
But I don't know if he has...
That Matt Riddle moment. Or yeah.
Like,
that's
tough, you know,
man.
Who? I got it. Kushida.
Okay.
You could do it with Kushida.
I think Kushida's going to show up at the New Japan show. At the Garden.
Let's talk about New Japan a little bit.
Oh, my God. This is going to be so good.
That New Japan show with the Garden is going to be great, but I do want to kind of touch on Dallas but while you find that card.
Yeah.
That Dallas show, 1,600 tickets sold. I think they're in the Continental Airlines Arena, right? No, not Continental. They're in a big building. Continental Airlines is in Jersey, and it does not exist anymore. Tim Anger, $10.
Thanks,
Tim. Look at that. Thanks, Tim. Look at that. Good man over there. Tim, are you on Patreon? Because I got to set you up with a Patreon account. So, like, you could get access to all this stuff in the secret chat room.
Secret.
Yeah.
Secret.
They sold 1,600 tickets.
Mm-hmm.
That's terrible. That building is like 15,000 people.
Listen, it happens.
My God.
So far, I got the card for the MSG show. The MSG show, I think, is going to be fan-effing-tastic. All right.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Jay Lethal versus Marty for the
love it.
Ring of Honor World Championship.
Love it.
Marty, I think this is Marty's time.
Do they put the title on Marty so he stays?
I don't know. I think they just put him on him because I think he deserves to be he's Ring leaving. Of Honor champ. I know. He's got to go with his buddies. Maybe. You're going to get the Honor Rumble, which is fine. You're going to get Taiji Ishimori versus Dragon Lee versus Bandido.
Another great match. Bandito's a awesome, awesome guy.
Gorillas of Destiny versus the Briscoe Brothers.
Love it. Awesome, awesome match.
Which it's for both
titles.
The IWGP tag titles and the ROH tag titles. I think Tama and Tonga are going to take it.
I'm into that.
Yeah. Jay White versus the New Japan Cup winner. This is, once the tournament is over, I think this card will fill out more. And I do think it's going to, the tournament finals are going to be Ibushi and Okada.
Ibushi. So who is the, who does that match?
I, as much as I want to see Okada, you know what? I'm going to go Okada headlining the Garden versus Jay White in their rematch.
Well, no, right now.
Not that the rematch.
No. Right now, the headline, Jay White is the champion.
Right.
So Jay White is going to go in as the champion.
Right, but versus the New Japan Cup winner.
Yeah, versus New Japan Cup right. winner. Is Ibushi beating Jay White a tremendously happy moment in the Garden, or is it Okada beating Jay White?
I think just Okada showing up.
Okada's going to show up anyway. He's going to be in a match 100%.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter where he is. And if you want to kind of get a head start and kind of get a boom, maybe this is the moment to put a title on Ibushi.
Yes, I agree with that.
And bring the interest back, because New Japan right now is not in a great position.
No.
They really screwed up this North American expansion when the management shift happened.
Right.
The guy that was in charge of North American marketing went away.
It was Kenny Omega.
And a lot of the North American marketing and the push for North America kind of went away with it. They've done a terrible job. Yeah. That last show they did in California, I believe it was in California, that did, I mean, it was empty.
Yeah.
And nobody knew that this show was happening. I was actually watching it, and I was talking to MG Geek while we were doing this, and I'm like, oh my God, nobody knows about this.
Right.
It came out of nowhere.
Yeah. It's a little weird, and especially, and it didn't help them that we had that government shutdown, so the talent couldn't come in for those shows earlier.
No, that's the last one, the one in, what, New Orleans?
I think it was in the Midwest.
In the Midwest, wherever, whatever it was.
But, it, I mean, like, that stuff doesn't help anything. So, as far as the New Japan Cup, it's still, the ongoing tournament is still happening, right? So, you're going to get a couple of good upcoming matches, Ishii versus Yoshihashi. I think Ishii's the brackets are basically leading to Ibushi versus Okada.
Yeah, that's going to be a great match.
Right. So the next Okada match is Will Ospreay to get into the semifinals.
Okay, that's great. Right? And Ospreay's getting a push this year.
Ospreay's getting a huge push. And he's going to be at the Garden show at some capacity, right?
Okay.
Okay. So then the other kind of brackets are like the quarterfinals aren't set in stone yet. But you're getting Ibushi versus Zack Sabre Jr.
Very good match.
Right?
I love that.
You're getting Tanahashi versus Taguchi.
Tanahashi, Taguchi, okay.
And the winner of those matches go into the semifinals.
Okay, so Tanahashi probably takes that.
Yeah.
So Tanahashi in the semis.
I'm sorry, in the quarterfinals.
In the quarterfinals. Okay, so let's do quarterfinals, right?
Yeah.
So we got, give me the matches and I'll just quickly go through it.
Tana and Taguchi.
Tana goes.
Kota and Zack Jr.
Kota goes.
And then you have, and from that bracket, you would have Kota versus Tanahashi.
Ooh.
Right?
That's interesting.
Good storytelling.
Unless.
I don't think Tanahashi's going anywhere near that MSG main event.
I would love to see Tanahashi and Okada at MSG. That was originally the match, by the way. Guys, the match was going to be Tanahashi Okada for the title.
Mm-hmm.
But they shifted direction after the whole Kenny thing. Right. So they could still do Tanahashi Okada, right?
Absolutely.
Tanahashi Okada and do Kota Ibushi and Jay White.
Yeah. And the other part of that, the other half of that for the quarterfinal is Colt Cabana versus Toriano.
What a weird. Okay, so Toriano beats Colt.
Okay. You think so?
Can I tell you my hatred towards him?
I know you hate him so much.
I really don't like him, and I don't like the other guy.
What other guy?
You know what I'm talking about.
No.
Give me more names.
It's Suzuki versus Sonata. So the winner.
Ooh.
So Suzuki versus Sonata is going to be a good match. I think Suzuki takes it.
Okay, and then the match is what?
And then you get Suzuki versus Colt Cabana.
Oh, if Colt beats Toriano.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel terrible for Colt.
Why?
I think Suzuki's going to kill him.
Yeah, yeah. I think that would just be just to see Suzuki murder everybody.
Yeah.
And then from that, it's either going to be Tana, or in our booking, it's going to be Tana or Ibushi versus Cabana or Suzuki.
And what's the... Oh, man.
That would be the semi. And then, again, let's say Ibushi wins, it's going to be Ibushi versus Okada, right?
So, wait. Oh, so the semi could be...
Mm.
The semi could be... Kota Ibushi versus Minoru Suzuki.
Right.
Oh, man, that's a great match to see.
Great match, too. And also, honestly, Okada versus Ospreay is tricky because if Ospreay wins, there's a possibility of Ospreay Ibushi, which would be cool. A completely bananas match.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's been a good tournament so far.
Yeah. No, very. They've done a great job with this. It's just the momentum has slowed down for them.
How do you feel about Yoshihashi?
I hate Yoshihashi. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
I hate Yoshihashi.
Why do you hate Yoshihashi?
I don't care for Yoshihashi. Don't care for him.
Is it his hair or his face?
His Aladdin pants.
Okay.
Don't like the Aladdin pants.
How do you feel about Taichi?
Taichi's okay.
Yeah. He looks like a Final Fantasy character.
Yoshihashi is 36, but I feel like he's like a 60-year-old Japanese dad that's trying to be cool.
Okay.
Very rough in the face.
The first round was interesting too because it's like a lot of the people you would think got pinned definitely got pinned except for Naito. So you had Kota versus Naito in the first round, and Naito got pinned.
Yeah.
So he was done. But again, these like once this tournament's over, this is where you're gonna get those announcements for the New York show. You know, because that so far there's only like what 5 matches on the card. You're gonna need to fill that card up.
Well, you're also gonna have the Ring of Honor guys. You're
right.
Have Ring of Honor matches. So that takes the rest.
You might get the mixtures, you know.
You're going to get a couple of mixed matches.
Naito versus Dalton Castle.
Listen, that show's good, and the ticket prices are dropping on secondhand market. So if you guys want to go, there's still a chance to go on Saturday night, April 6th, to MSG.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still trying to get tickets. We should actually aggressively start looking for that.
Sure.
Because that would be a great Saturday night. And
be a great
for
get.
People who don't realize, we live in the vicinity of Madison Square Garden and Citi Field.
20-minute train
so
ride.
So it's the same train ride. So if let's say we want to go to Citi Field, it's 7 minutes from the train. So we just get on the Long Island Railroad and just take the choo-choo to Citi Field. And if we want to go a little bit farther, we just go another 10 minutes and we end up at the garden. Like literally, they drop you off underneath the garden and you just go up the stairs.
All because of the choo-choo.
All because of the choo-choo. The choo-choo, baby.
The choo-choo, baby.
Yeah. Let's do a Q&A.
Yeah.
Oh, you got to get out of here, right?
Yeah, it's 11:30. Yeah. Let's answer 5 questions.
Okay.
Make them good.
5 questions. So, guys, submit your questions here in the chat. Guys, also, if you love what we do and you want to support us, go to Patreon. We're almost at our goal. Tim Anger gave us $10 right now here on YouTube. He hit the Super Chat button, and he was able to fund us, which is always amazing. Love it, love when you guys do that. But you could also support us on Patreon, patreon.com/mattmenpodcast. Those are paying the bills, baby. Paying the bills. Our beer tab, whenever we do it's essentially, the money is going to beer.
We're just drinking it.
Yeah. the money is going to beer, unfortunately. But we want to do more shows. We want to do 2 shows a week, 3 shows a week, and you guys could possibly get that if you help us and you fund us and you keep the party going. Guys, submit your questions here. You could also reach out to us on Twitter, Mattmen Podcast on Twitter. We're also on Instagram, and our Instagram is blowing up right now. Mattmen Podcast on Instagram. I think we have almost 13,000 followers
on
Instagram. We're blowing up.
Good gosh.
We're blowing up on Instagram, and I absolutely love it. Every day we post something there. We post a picture. We keep it fun for you guys. Mattmen Podcast also on Facebook. So let's get the questions going.
All right.
Okay. Adam says, when will there be some hot Andrew and Rich fan fiction?
Only you guys get to decide that.
Only you guys. But we will have an announcement about something very cool.
We're making a porno.
We're making a porno, guys. We're going to have an announcement very soon about something we're hoping to work on during the summer.
Yes.
And have it released around Christmas. I'm hoping to get it out before Thanksgiving. I've made a couple phone calls, but Rich and I need to sit down and work on this. But this is something that we're working on, and I think it'll be a lot of fun for us to do.
Absolutely.
And it'll be a lot of fun to kind of put out there and see what happens with it.
All signs also, after everything you just said, all signs make it seem like we are really making a porno.
We are making an adult
film.
This
is going to be a lot of fun to do. Yeah. We're working on this thing. A lot of long hours. A
lot of long hours. So submit your questions and we'll answer it. You guys get to decide. Let's see. I got one here. If you could have a main event, one main event for WrestleMania right now, what would it be? The main event for you.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Realistically, like with the guys accessible.
With the guys accessible right now, I would, my fan main event, Finn Balor versus Samoa Joe.
Finn Balor versus Samoa Joe for the
Universal title.
Universal title.
Yeah.
That is your main event.
That is my wishing upon a star main event.
Minus Hulk Hogan versus The Undertaker.
Okay.
In a first blood match.
Could that happen?
A buried alive casket.
Just two dudes slowly moving towards each other?
I got you, brother. I would go with AJ Styles and... Actually, we've seen that. That wouldn't happen. AJ Styles versus Seth Rollins for the WWE title.
Okay.
That'd be my main event.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Are they still haven't announced the Andre the Giant Battle Royal?
No, they haven't. I don't even know if they're doing it.
But I think you need something for like everybody who seems like they're off the card.
Yeah.
Like Nakamura, Rusev.
Crazy Nakamura. There is nothing for him right now.
Right? I think he's
late. Well, that says that the writing's on the wall. And I said this how long ago? The writing was on
That's
the wall.
That's true, yeah. Gallows and Anderson.
Gallows and Anderson.
Lots of dudes.
You know, they were guys that were, during their negotiation, by the way, they pretty much told them, like, we want to be lifers.
Yeah.
We want to stay. This is what we want.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't go their way.
How unfortunate is that? Because they're great. They have great on-screen chemistry. They're great workers. They're great promos. They're great behind-the-scenes guys.
And they're great ambassadors to the brand, you know, to go out there and do it. But, you know, Gallows and Anderson leaving.
Possibly leaving.
AJ still has yet to sign a contract.
Right.
You know, Nakamura, contract's over in September. Rusev, his contract is over after the summer.
Right.
Dolph is not leaving.
These guys don't need WWE at this point.
No, because they've done well and they could go do well somewhere else for a decent income and work less dates and be a little bit healthier and enjoy your life.
Yeah.
You know, that plays a big part. Go ahead, Rich.
Michelangelo Garofalo Geek asks, who has the best worked punches in the current WWE?
Jeff Jarrett. Jeff Jarrett's work punch was phenomenal. I don't think a lot of people have a great work punch. I think John Cena has one of the worst.
Okay.
Seth has an okay punch.
I'm going Joe and Roman.
Joe has a great punch. Samoa Joe.
Yeah.
Samoa Joe, great work punch.
Yeah.
Any news on AEW signings, TV deals? AEW, there's nothing coming out right now, but I expect there to be some more news.
I do like how he spelled it Doible or nothing.
Yeah.
How about Arn to AEW? Everything's a possibility, right? They've been doing those.
Who did AEW?
Arn Anderson, because he got fired.
Yes.
I could see that.
Yes.
Happening.
No. Yes. Happening.
I do think the Road to Double or Nothing, the docuseries, is very good.
It's very good.
It's worth checking out. Yeah. And you get a lot of answers there because that's where they announce like all their other cool stuff.
When do you think the AEW TV deal will be announced? I was told it will be announced.
WrestleMania weekend.
In the summer. No, they're after July.
Okay.
After July, or now they have that September show, but they might do it in September.
That'd be cool.
I was told summer. Mm-hmm. It would be towards the end of summer. That's what I was told, but months ago. I haven't heard anything beyond what I had said originally.
Any word for the Women's SmackDown championship match for WrestleMania? I think it's going to be like a big scramble, like Asuka versus Mandy Rose versus Lacey Evans. Would you like to see a ladder match? A women's ladder match?
I would like to see a women's ladder match, but I don't know if Asuka and somebody else is the one.
Okay. What else we got here? Jeff Jarrett versus Kurt Angle?
No, my God. Is Jeff Jarrett TBD? Karen on a pole match?
Oh, boy.
You know what's really funny? I thought Karen on a pole match when Transferring to Heat podcast put that up.
Mm.
And I read it and I regret thinking the same way.
Thank you guys.
Yeah. Anything else, Rich?
I think I'm good.
You're good. Okay, guys. That's it for this week. Let's wrap it up. Reminder, you can subscribe to us. We're everywhere podcasts are available, so within your favorite podcast app, even if you watch us live, even if you're downloading the video, get the audio also.
Yes.
For God's sake, get the audio also.
Get both. Get everything. Both.
That's it for this week. We did two shows. I did an interview with SRS from Fightful.com. I have a lot more stuff coming your way. We are working on a couple other interviews. Just, you know, busy season.
We do got one more question.
Yes.
From Tim. Yes. Tim Anger. Do you think the floodgates are open for two Hall of Fame rings for legends? Yes, absolutely.
Do like a double ring, like a one ring, but like,
what? Like an extra, like a ring with a penis?
A ring with a penis, yeah.
Well, because you have Ric Flair's a two-time inductee, right?
Ric Flair's a two-time. Booker T
is now going to be a two-time.
Triple H is going to be a two-time. Shawn Michaels is going to be a two-time.
Absolutely.
Shawn is going to be a two-time this time.
Two times.
Yeah. Hunter will most likely become a two-time.
I think he's going to be a three-time.
Triple H?
Yeah.
Oh, with what? With Evolution?
Evolution.
Oh, man.
DX, and then on his own.
Of course him and Flair will be three-time Hall of Famers. Of course they will be.
Absolutely. John Cena only gets one.
Of course.
But I think when you do the package deals, it's... And then, obviously, you're going to have to do the NWO at some point.
How do you do that? Do you just... I think they should just bring everybody on stage.
Like, forever.
Ever. Yeah, like, I want to see Virgil. I want to see all of them.
Okay.
Just on stage. Just piled on.
Paul Heyman gets one?
ECW gets one. Right? You do one for ECW alumni.
But you get the guys who are still put together.
I just want... How about Sandman? I want Sandman to get a Hall of Fame ring.
Yeah. Dreamer.
Dreamer, definitely.
RVD.
Yeah.
Paul Heyman. That's it. Cena was never in a stable.
No, never.
Does Nexus get a Hall of Fame ring?
No, never.
It's usually like Kofi could get two, right? In the future.
With the New Day and himself. Yeah. Yeah, but far down.
Yeah. That's kind of interesting, down. Too. Like how
Roman
like,
will get two. Roman will get like all the Shield to get two.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think who else.
Jericho.
With two?
No, Jericho gets one.
Jericho gets one.
Big Show.
Big Show gets one.
Undertaker
gets one.
Does Undertaker get one or two? Because if you do Undertaker and then Brothers of Destruction.
Oh, what if you do Undertaker and American Badass? You do two separate guys.
So good.
Yeah.
All right.
Horace Hogan, Hall of Fame. I'm in. All right, guys. That's it for this week. We'll see y'all later. Take care.
Mwah.